This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 75. Yep, 75. I'm Keno Hanna, and this is the podcast for Christians eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, we look at money from the Bible's perspective so that Christians and people of faith can reach their financial goals God's way. So I have two questions to kick this one off with. Are you thirsty right now? And what are you thirsty for? We can be thirsty for two types of things. We can be thirsty for spiritual things, or we can be thirsty for physical things. Today, we're going to actually read a few verses in the book of Isaiah that offers an invitation to the thirsty. And that's going to be Isaiah 55. We're just going to read three verses there from verse 1 down to verse 3. So let me just pull it up quickly here. So Isaiah 55, 1 to 3. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. And here, this is God's invitation to the thirsty. Here, we see that the thirsty will get, well, those who accept the invitation will get water, milk, and wine. And it says it's going to be for free, right? I used to think that these were physical water, milk, and wine. But I know it's not physical anymore because it says that these cannot be purchased. It says that you have no money, so you're going to buy these without money. Physical money means nothing in the spiritual realm and cannot buy spiritual necessities. So what God is offering to us is spiritual. But it's also is supposed to put things in perspective. See, God offers what we need to sustain us spiritually for free, without cost. Who does that in the physical realm? Does your landlord offer lodging for free? The bank? What do they offer you for free? A loan? No. Even to operate your checking or savings account, that's not for free. What about the food store? What do they give you there for free? Or the car dealership? No one in the physical realm is giving you anything for free. In the physical realm, we need money. But money has no value in the spiritual realm. It has no value for the spiritual. This should tell us that the spiritual is worth what? More than money. And is more important than money, because you can't buy it with money. What are you putting your first rate energies into? That's the question. Is it physical or is it spiritual? When we listen to God, we get to have a banquet, a spiritual banquet, right? Verse 2 talks about the richest of fare. So think of the best food or perhaps your favorite food. Right? And in the spiritual realm, God gives a banquet made up of the best food and drink for your heart to enjoy, for you to enjoy. And it's spiritual. And it's what? It's free. But now let's think about the physical. I know the physical is not has nothing to compare with the spiritual. But let's think about the physical briefly. So on to money. There are just some things that money cannot buy, or things that money is not good for. It cannot buy spiritual. However, when we are spiritual, we understand this and look at money in the right perspective. And that's what we need to do. Look at money in the right perspective. Physical money is needed to buy physical bread, water, wine, milk. Yes, you do need it for those things. But we need to understand that God comes first. Spiritual is better than physical and more important than physical, but also God comes first. When I say God comes first, what I mean is this, that He orders everything else for us. So when we choose God first, then He's going to tell us how to order everything else. He'll tell us how to prioritize people over things, for example. And yes, money is on the list somewhere, but it's not on the list above the things of God, and it's not above people. We also learn from the Bible how to interact with money, right? This is what God's word has to say about money. It tells us how to spend it, about saving it. It talks about investing it, and it talks about giving it, being generous. So for the thirsty today, here's what I'm saying to you. Please be thirsty for spiritual first. Spiritual water, spiritual milk, spiritual wine. And God will help you to get physical water, milk, wine. And if you don't drink wine, that's cool. No issues here. But this is what I believe. I believe that the good things in my life that are physical, they come from God, right? Now, obviously, spiritual comes from God, but then He gives good things to His people as well. His blessings on me. And they're on me because I have a desire for the spiritual. Now, there are some blessings that are common. We all get them because, like, for example, the rain, it falls on all of us. And the sun, it shines on all of us. So some of God's blessings are for all, and yet He does reserve some blessings just for specific people. Do you see God's blessings on you today? Perhaps you feel like the blessings are few and far between, but I say that if you're listening to this today, God's been blessing you. You can hear. Yeah, you're listening, you can hear. And you have access to the internet. Do you know how many people on this earth, A, cannot hear, B, have no access to the internet, have no device in their hand, no shoes on their feet? God's blessing you. And whatever trouble you are in right now could have been worse. Now, I'm not saying look for the bright side. I'm saying be objective, right? So you see positive, you see negative, but then there's something that you need to see from God's perspective. In our lives, there will be trouble, but that doesn't mean that God's not there. He's always there. He's always near to those who call upon Him. Psalm 145 and 18, you could take a look at that. And then let's go back to where we started. Spiritual blessings trump physical ones. Your perspective on this is critical. That's going to tell you what you should really be thirsty for more. We should be more thirsty for spiritual than we are for physical. When that's the case, then God will tell us what to do with money. So I'm going to wrap up this episode with this. Stay thirsty, my friends. But stay thirsty for the things that money cannot buy. Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope you join me for my next episode along with your friends and family. Tell them how you found the podcast, how it's helped you, or, you know, maybe you're thinking differently about something because of what I shared. This is Keen Ohana signing off saying, check you later.